Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, toll prices are set to rise from January 1st next year, with all vehicles travelling on the M50, except for those without a tag or a registered account, rising by 10 cent. Well, joining me now is Sean O'Neill. He's the Director of Corporate Communications for Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Neil Ring, who's a former Lord Mayor of Dublin and a city councillor, and Ger Hyland from the Irish Road Hauliers Association. Sean, to start with you, will you just bring me through the planned increases?
Okay. What happens is that we have an increase this coming year in 2026 due to the inflationary impact of 2%. And what that means for daily users of the M50, for example, the majority of users will see a 10 cent increase, except for cars that do not have tags or video accounts. They had an increase last year. And then heavy goods vehicles exceeding 10,000 kgs holding a video account will have a 20 cent increase on the M50. On the rest of the network, the PPP programs that we have around the country, there's really only two tolling operations that will see an impact for daily users, cars that is, the M4 and the M3. They'll see a 10 cent increase, but heavy goods vehicles on those roads will see a 10 cent increase as well. But additionally, heavy goods vehicles that exceed 3,500 kgs will see a 20 cent increase. So across the board, there are increases depending on where you are. But on the majority of the PPP schemes, the average daily user for like the M1, the M7, M8, M8, the N6, or the Waterford Bypass or the Limerick Tunnel, they won't see an increase for the cars. But for heavy goods vehicles, et cetera, they will see a 10 cent increase.
Okay. When it comes to the Port Tunnel during peak times in the morning between 6 and 10 a.m., there's also going to be an increase of €1 for the second year in a row, bringing it up to €14 if you want to use the Port Tunnel to go from northbound to southbound.
That's absolutely correct. What the Port Tunnel was built for, the Port Tunnel was built for the goods and services coming into and out of the port itself. So all the HGVs. So it's free for HGVs. And in that morning time between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., Monday to Friday, we need to get all the heavy goods vehicles to the port as efficiently as possible. And there's been a lot of non-HGVs using the tunnel. So there's always been sort of a larger tolling amount on that timeline. And we did increase it last year from €12 to 13. And the traffic levels for non-HGVs actually went up. So we have increased it now to 14. We're actually trying to keep it for the HGVs during that time. Otherwise, off-peak, it's only €3.50.
Okay, so the message to any car user who wants to use the Port Tunnel between 6 and 10 a.m. on weekdays, Monday to Friday, if they're using it to go southbound, is don't?
Well,
we don't want you?
We prefer it to be used for HGVs. That's why we built, and that's why the taxpayer invested so much money in building the Dublin Port Tunnel. It's primarily for HGVs. But absolutely, if people need to use it, there will be a fee with that. But that's for their own decision-making.
But you're hoping that fee acts as a disincentive to use the Port Tunnel in those hours?
You're absolutely correct. Yes, we are hoping it'll change people's behaviour. Again, if you go after 10, it drops down to 350. And that's basically what it's for. It's basically to discourage people using it during that timeline. And we thought the €13 would be a discouragement, but it actually hasn't been. There's been an increase in traffic year on year. So maybe this is the golden number.
You say this is in response to the increase in inflation, the 2% increase in inflation between August 2024 and August 2025. And yet you've just sort of picked out very particular routes, the M50, the Port Tunnel, although that perhaps is for different reasons, and certain areas of the M4 and the M3. Why?
Well, the state has agreements with public-private partnerships. The people that actually put their own money forward to help us build the motorway network, they're the tolling operators, and they also maintain and operate those toll roads. So therefore, the tolls they collect goes back to obviously paying back the investment they made. But additionally, they have to maintain and operate those roads on behalf of us. So it doesn't come out of the exchequer. But the way we regulate them is that we actually use inflation as a regulator so that a euro for them 20 years ago equals a euro today, but they can't go above inflation. So that's the best way we can kind of sort of keep everything in check. But it is for them to get paid back for the investment they made on roads that otherwise wouldn't have been built.
How much will be generated from these increases?
It depends on where you are. But on the M50, for example, in 2024, we generated 212 million. And that was going right back to the exchequer for the taxpayer. The taxpayer owns the M50. So TII operates the M50 on behalf of you, as well as the Dublin-Port Tunnel. And those revenues go directly back to the exchequer and the taxpayer to maintain and operate, to assist with maintaining and operating the national road network.
You know this isn't going to be popular, Sean. You know people will point to the increases in carbon tax, the increases in fuel costs, the huge increases many of us motorists, and I'm sure HGV drivers, bus drivers, coaches, drivers in insurance costs. Do you take any of that into consideration?
Absolutely. And that consideration is absolutely taken in, because we also have to look at the cost then for maintaining the road network and to getting people out there and maintaining incidents and accidents that happen. And the cost of raw materials now have gone up significantly. So this is the inflationary impact across an economy. It's unfortunate, but it does happen. And we unfortunately have to deal with it.
Sean O'Neill, thank you for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you very much for having me.
Niall, it's unfortunate, but it has to happen. What do you say to that?
I'm a bit surprised with Sean's logic and the Port Tunnel, for example. The ships arrive in the morning in the Port Tunnel and then leave the Port Tunnel and go north into the tunnel. So therefore, at the busiest time for the Port Tunnel isn't 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning, going southbound or into the city. And this is really just yet another attack on motorists. It's like Dublin City Council and TII together have messed up the public transit, the transport in the city for the ordinary guy trying to go to work, trying to get from the north side to the south side. You can't do it through O'Connell Street. You can't do it through Church Street. You can't do it through the Quays. So therefore, your only alternative is to get down the Port Tunnel and over the East Link, Tom Clark Bridge. And they put up the toll on that. And now they're trying to make 13 euros. I mean, it's just scandalous. As a private motorist, you're driving down that tunnel and every morning you hear it on News Talk, you hear it on every radio station, M50 backed up, the Dorset Street backed up, from Condra backed up. So people have to use the Port Tunnel. Now, no one wants to pay 13 or 14 euros. But and to say TII want more HGVs and discourage cars, private motorists, from using the Port Tunnel, it's actually really, there's no logic to it. Because at the moment, 65% of the Port Tunnel usage is private motorists. And that just, and they take in 32 million a year. They make a profit of 32 million a year. If they discourage all the motorists from the Port Tunnel, they're going to lose money. And they're in the business of making money. Sean quoted the 212 million that's taken in on the M50. Of course, he forgot to mention that the other six toll roads are all public-private partnerships and private companies are making that money. But as I said, Dublin City Council and TII, if you have to go down Drumcondra, there's absolutely no one looking at the congestion rates. You're going to be idling in traffic, the carbon emissions. So if you have a tunnel that gets you that 2.8 kilometres instead of going down to Drumcondra, around into Ballybock, North Strand, whatever, down to the East Link, the extra time you're in the car, the extra fuel you're using, the extra carbon emissions, they're just ignoring all that. And yet we've a climate change crisis and sort of stop cars using the most efficient way of getting from A to B.
It's really interesting to hear what he said, that they increased it from 12 euro to 13 euro. He said, in the hope that it would discourage ordinary car users from using the Port Tunnel, but actually the numbers increased. And I have to assume that if the price goes from 13 euro to 14 euro in January, as is being proposed here, that users, given the congestion problems that you talk about, are just going to find a way to absorb those extra costs.
They're going to have to suck it up. They're going to be forced to use the Port Tunnel because, as I said, Dublin City Council has made it impossible for somebody going from Santry to Sandymount or anywhere. Don't cross the Liffey, is Dublin City Council's. Like, look at the quays at the moment. You just can't go across. You can't get from the north side to the south side. I'm in Ballybock and I cannot get to City Hall in a car. I just can't. So if I have a load of files or I have a couple of constituents I'm bringing over to a housing meeting, I can't do it. It's just absolutely impossible.
To get out of your car and to find an alternative.
And you know what? That's great for the likes of me. That's absolutely fabulous. But my mother's 91, for example. So if she has an appointment in, for example, the Mater Hospital, she lives in Ballybock, I have to go by car. She can't walk to the bus stop, get a bus into town, a bus back out to the Dorset Street into the Mater Hospital. It's great that people are on bicycles. It's great that people like me can use public transport. I recently got the old Charlie Hockey little car that gets you free on the buses all over the Lewis and everything, which is fantastic, and I use it a lot. But there are times when you have to use a car. If I'm a painter and decorator living in Dunnycarney and I get a job over in Leopardstown, I can't bring my ladder and my four buckets of paint and my paintbrush on the bus. You know, it's just like there's no concept that some people have to work and they have to use their car. That's almost like all they're short of doing in this city is putting up watchtowers, and if a car comes by, take them out. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Jared, to come to yours, I know profitability for small hauliers in this country in particular is really impacted by things like an increase in fuel costs or insurance costs or salary costs, or something simple like a 10-cent increase in tolls.
Well, doesn't it just go to show you the mentality of TII, an arm of the state, to come out today when one of the largest parcel delivery companies in Ireland have announced going into receivership. And this is the way they greet it today, to come out to our industry and give us an increase in our tolls. It just goes to show you the mentality and the way these people think. It's tax upon tax upon tax. Our industry, our transport industry, is paying 32% of a haulier's turnover goes in direct tax to the government in one shape or another. We cannot and we will not accept this nonsense from TII this evening. I'm calling on our industry here. We have a council meeting in Braestown on Saturday. And I'm calling on our council members to attend that meeting in mass, and any haulier that wants to attend that meeting. Because from what I can see is they're trying to drive the commercial transport companies out of business, or they're trying to put us back onto the regional roads where a lot of us is working.
You sound like you're at the end of your tether, Jer. What are you going to do about this, you and your members?
Well, I will be led by our members on Saturday morning in Braestown. But I can imagine the result of this meeting on Saturday morning is we will be back en masse on the regional roads. And we will vote with our feet.
What do you mean? Protesting?
No. What I mean is we will start taking the regional roads and avoid the toll roads. We can't avoid the M50 that slows down the quays. If you load around Houston Station or the IGO Guinness is there on the quays and you're taking a load to Dublin Port, you have to go all the way back out to the M50, go across the M50 toll, pay €7.70 for the privilege, deliver your load into Dublin Port. It's taken us now an hour and a half to get from Diageo to Dublin Port during the day. It's absolutely ridiculous. You talk about value for money. It's crazy.
To the point, I suppose, Ger, that Sean O'Neill made there, he said, look, the income that is generated from the M50, for example, the 212 million that he quoted, he said that is the taxpayers, it goes back to them, and that money is used to help fund road projects and protect roads around the country, and hauliers will benefit from that.
Well, we will certainly benefit from it if it's spent on the regional roads, because that's where our trucks will be. We will refuse to pay the tolls. We will be back going through the towns and villages again. that none of us want on a road safety issue. None of us want to be there. But we have a very low profit business, and every euro we save is a euro that goes to keep that business afloat.
And I suppose for your members, there's a cumulative increase in costs here, isn't there? Whether it is the carbon tax cost, the tolls cost, insurance costs seem to be on the rise all of the time. And it's all of those together that's really having an impact, I'd imagine.
It's an absolute tsunami. We went to the government with proposals to help green our industry, which was going to be cost neutral before the last budget. The only thing we got from our government in the last budget was a two cent a litre increase in carbon tax. There's another 3 cent a litre government imposed costs going on diesel again in January. We now have the auto enrolment, the pension coming in January, and now we have an increase in our tolls on top of that. There is only so much skin you can take before you're at the bone. And we are certainly at the bone at the present time.
Ger Hyland, Neil Ring and Sean O'Neill, thank you all so much for talking to me this afternoon. Toll prices rising is never, ever popular. But what do you make of what Sean O'Neill from TAA had to say there? That, look, this is being used, it's being reinvested back into the road. And you've got to pay back those companies that invested in our motorways in the first place. We'd love to hear from you. Do get in touch.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.